Welcome to this brand new episode of the Marketing Technology Podcast. This podcast is hosted by Mark van Horek and myself, Elias Krum. We're both from Marketing Guys, a MarTech agency based out of the Netherlands. Welcome to this new episode of the Marketing Technology Podcast. Today we have with us Chris Dickey. He's the CEO and founder of Visibly. Welcome, Chris.
Thanks for having me, Elias.
Cool. Visibly, that's a nice name for a search engine related company. Can you explain what Visibly does and how you came to found the company?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think I have somewhat of a different journey than most founders. I did not come from the tech industry. I'm not a software engineer myself. I'm a career marketer, and even more interesting, I come from the public relations and communications side of the marketing discipline. And really, what I found as a public relations professional over the course of many years was that the most impactful PR hits that we could achieve for our clients were always the hits that were showing up at the top of search. It had a whole lot less to do with the publication or the size of the article, and it had a whole lot more to do with whether the PR hit was showing up within the top of the search results. And that moment of kind of recognizing that correlation between performance and search really kind of drove me to explore how do we achieve more third-party endorsements in search. And then I kind of became, you know, to realize that there was a total lack of tools to help marketing professionals manage their brand visibility, so to speak, within search, if you're not directly talking about an advertisement or your own website. And there's so many touch points within the search engine results page that are, you know, PR hits, media reviews, e-commerce sites that are trying to sell your product, you know, on their behalf. There was nobody measuring how customers are kind of touching your brand within the search page unless it's your own website. So that's where Visibly came from. And it's really a measurement solution. And then through that measurement, we come up with all these kind of KPIs and interesting statistics that tell you how you're performing, how many people you're reaching, and then honestly, how you can do a better job reaching people through search.
So the company is about search engine visibility, as you would phrase it, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And the way that I would characterize search engine visibility in comparison to, say, SEM, search engine marketing, or SEO, search engine optimization, search engine visibility really focuses on how your brand reaches people in search. SEO is exclusively about how your website performs, and SEM is exclusively how your ads perform. But at the end of the day, you know, it doesn't really matter what channel a customer finds you. Really, what we're trying to do is promote discovery and promote awareness and promote kind of touch points. And as any marketer knows, is that the modern customer journey is very complex. There's a lot of touch points. You have to touch people multiple times before they make a buying decision. And the more times you touch them, the more times they have an opportunity to come across your brand, especially through a trusted third party, say like a media review or say like an e-commerce site that they've bought from before. And now, all of a sudden you're on their landing page and they can see that and they can click through. That entry point of search is a really critical place to get your brand in front of a customer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So a lot of companies and marketers in B2B and B2C are investing a lot in search engine marketing and SEO. One of the key questions that I always hear marketers ask is, how do I measure success in search? And if you would like to refer to it as search visibility. So can you give an answer to that question?
Yeah, I think there's so many ways you can measure success in search. The way that we measure it is you know, exclusively along the lines of how do I improve the likelihood that a customer will discover my brand in search? And so at Visibly, our customers, our clients really focus on non-branded keywords. If somebody's already looking for your brand, great. You already have them in your funnel. But we're interested in reaching customers who are agnostic, brand agnostic at the moment of search. And so say they're looking for a pair of running shoes. They're not looking for Nike running shoes. They're just looking for running shoes. That customer could potentially buy any number of brands as they start that journey. That's a fantastic place to build visibility within that search engine results page. Now, with a keyword like running shoes, that's that broad and that's kind of non-branded, it's extremely challenging for brands to get well-ranked branded content within that top page. It's almost impossible. And so, you know, you can always buy your way into the page. It's extremely expensive, so you can totally do it. However, you know, I think the conversation should lead to how can I create visibility strategies within that SERP, so to speak, that reaches and influences that buying decision when somebody's looking for something very broad, like a pair of running shoes.
So the key question there would be, so how do I start?
Yeah, no, great question. So I'll tell you what you do is the first thing is, you know, so what Visibly does, and I should probably explain it. We basically audit any search engine results page for branded content. And we don't just look at the metadata in the search results. We look at the page content within each of the linked pages on the search results page. So in effect, what we're doing is we're auditing the content that the customers actually see. And that is nobody just like looks at the link and decides whether they need that, you know, whether that's like makes their buying decision or not. They actually click through on the link, click through on the link, look at the page content. Yeah. That's what Visibly looks at is we look at the page content across every single link on the first page of search, looking for branded content. We kind of check that box, yes or no, the branded content is here or it's not. And then we take it a step further and we categorize the page or the website as one of several kind of channels that kind of map to marketing disciplines. And that is, we say, hey, is this earned media? Is it PR? Is it e-commerce? Is it brand owned content? Is this a blog or a landing page on somebody's own, you know, brand owned website? Or is it something else? Is it social media? Is it Wikipedia? Is it a reference site or any other number of kind of channels, as we call them? So that really helps marketers understand what that landscape looks like, identify your blind spots, and then produce strategies to improve those blind spots. And let me tell you how that happens. So as a PR professional, what we do is we run this audit and so we had this client that makes running shoes, and we look up a bunch of keywords that relate to discovery and running shoes. And we check and see, you know, we run this audit and kind of look at the results in aggregate. And we have, okay, so there's 10 results on every single search engine results page. Our system automatically picks out all the PR hits and aggregates them and then tells us which ones we are mentioned in and which ones we're not. So now we have a list and we have a big list of PR hits that are on the first page of search. We know all the publishers, we know all of the writers, and we know which ones covered our brand and which ones didn't. Now we have an actionable intelligence to go out, build relationships, get in front of those people and hopefully get in their next review or get them to update their current link that's already on the first page of search.
Okay, so how is this different from the old way or old-fashioned way of link building? Because I can imagine we have listeners from all over the industries, right? So not everyone is familiar with how this is done. And they might be familiar with link building, a good old-fashioned link building. How is this different?
It's not different in a lot of ways. I mean, not all links are the same, as we know. I mean, there are followed links and there are no follow links. And we want follow links. And, however, you know, what, you know, at the end of the day, those links are mostly to improve the position of your own website and search. I think what we're saying here is that There are many ways to reach a customer, and it doesn't matter if it's on your own website or somebody else's website, so long as you reach them, right?
Yep.
So long as that touch point is valid and that person now all of a sudden you're within that place of consideration when they're looking to buy something. This could be a SaaS product. This could be, you know, a consumer packaged good. This could be, you know, where you're going to stay, you know, when you're on vacation, wherever, whatever it might be. So, you know, along these lines, what I think where I would like to see marketers kind of recognize and embrace is the fact that we really need to move the goal line from how do I improve my website's ranking in search to how do I improve my brand's ranking in search? And I think most marketing directors in-house already embrace multi-channel marketing. For some reason, I think the search community is still very siloed. You have the people who focus exclusively on pay-per-click campaigns, the people who focus exclusively on their SEO, and people who exclusively work on, you know, merchandising strategies with their e-commerce partners. None of them are all working together to say, how can we dominate all of these keywords? How can we make it so any place you click within the search engine results page, you're going to find our brand? How do you stack the deck in your favor, so to speak?
This is where Visibly is helping you and is giving you some good advice on which websites or which URLs to reach out to and see that they could also include you there in the search to appear in the search results. How far does your advice and help go there as a Visibly solution?
Well, Visibly does two things. I'd say the first and foremost we do is we're a listening platform. So we identify what your brand footprint and touch points, how they exist in search. And this was kind of my question as a PR professional before I jumped into the tech space was, you know, if you wanted to know where my brand exists in search, you couldn't answer that question 12 months ago. Mm-hmm. And that's the fundamental, I think, question that we're trying to answer is, where does my brand exist in search? And how do customers find me in search? Answering that question by itself is a very valuable thing to do. And then secondarily, what Visibly does is we're a list building platform. Who do you need to talk to? Who are your targets? Who are your prospects? That by itself in the PR industry is a whole nother kind of SaaS solution, right? Just yep. like these databases. And so what we do is we listen and we look at the search engine results and we identify this footprint. And then secondarily, what we do is we put together these really kind of valuable lists using AI segmentation of the search engine results. And you're able to cleanly extract all the PR hits. You're able to cleanly extract all of the e-commerce hits and then really have a very good sense of where you exist, where you don't, and where the work in front of you lies.
Cool. So the way you have to do that is getting more and more sophisticated, I can imagine, because Google as the number one search engine is, as I usually refer to it, as becoming more human. It's thinking like a human brain, laying connections. There's all kinds of ways. There's semantic search, etc. So Google is becoming more and more intelligent. So how do you, as Visibly, have to deal with that?
Well, what we do is we're not, you know, we're really kind of reactive, I guess you could say, about what Google's doing. We're not trying to get in front of it. We're trying to understand what they're elevating and how to affect that landscape, so to speak. And so I think SEOs have a different challenge here. And so fundamentally what SEOs need to do is they need to anticipate these algorithm changes and then be very nimble in creating strategies to maintain their rankings. What we're simply trying to say is, hey, there's so many places where you can interact with the customer. Let's understand what's already being surfaced and then create strategies around that. I think one of the big things that Visibly brings to the table, and this happens because we're able to do this very granular analysis of the search engine results page, mm-hmm. is that we are able to determine that the search engine intent of any given keyword. And that's a really important metric that I think is under appreciated or utilized by the search engine marketing crowd. And what I mean by search engine intent is that a search engine such as Google has to make a determination very quickly based on what kind of results a searcher wants to see and what are they looking for when they type in a very broad keyword phrase like running shoes. And so, for instance, with running shoes, Google has to decide, oh, is this person looking to buy a pair of running shoes? Are they looking to learn about running shoes? Are they looking to go to a local store to buy running shoes? Are they looking for something else about running shoes? Are they looking to the history of running shoes? I don't know. You know, so that intent and matching it up with a keyword is something that's super critical to when you're creating content that is going to win within Google's algorithms. And so what we do is we look at every single result on the page. We have this categorization machine learning process that categorizes and organizes all those results. And then from there, we can make a determination. And it's always a spectrum. There's never like a clean break between, say, transactional or an informational keyword. But when you look at the results in aggregate, you say, okay, generally speaking, there are more e-commerce hits on this page than there are reviews and like click to learn sort of hits on this page. And so we're going to go ahead and we're going to bucket this keyword as transactional. Adding that one metric will really help affect your keyword strategies. And it's another kind of interesting thing that Visibly brings to the table.
Cool. So I think to the listeners, it's clear that Visibly can be a very cool and valuable addition to the MarTech stack. What I'm wondering here is, and that's one of the questions we ask more often on the Marketing Technology Podcast, is when you're looking at your own marketing for Visibly, you're probably using Visibly yourself, but what other kind of tools or techniques would you recommend for marketers or listeners to start using?
I think the biggest thing, you know, for anybody to understand the search landscape is to be, and it's tedious to do this, but you have to become really good at identifying your keywords. And keyword identification and keyword list building is foundational to this whole thing. I mean, and effectively what you're doing here with keyword list building is you're reverse engineering the customer's journey towards your product, right?
Yep.
It's like, how does somebody find you? What are the questions? What are the pain points? What are all these areas where somebody is going to end up needing the benefits that your product provides? And understanding, you know, the semantics that people use and the questions they ask and the search volumes and the opportunities there is super critical to even figuring out what the next step is. So the very first step is getting your keywords right. I think, you know, historically speaking, people look exclusively at search engine monthly search volume and maybe click-through rates and maybe like SEO, like difficulty. You know, I think that search intent is typically one that's left out of that. It really needs to be included there. Another one that we bring to the table that's kind of unique is we tell you what your search engine visibility is on any given search, you know, keyword. So if you're a brand that creates a product and we see this all the time with our clients on the PR side of things, is that while their company website is not present on the first page of search, their brand is found all over the place. Mm-hmm. And so there is this opportunity to look and say, oh, I have high visibility here, or I have very low visibility here. And that metric by itself can really influence how much time you spend on that keyword, right? So, yep. and it also might affect, it might not, but it might affect your pay-per-click spend on that keyword. So if you already know that there's a high likelihood of reaching a customer in the organic search results, and you have a limited budget to work with when it comes to like SEM, you may choose to reallocate some of that budget toward keywords where you have lower visibility organically, just so you are reaching more people, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. So thanks for that advice. One of the last question that I would have after looking at your website, it's kind of a tick that we have in the MarTech space, of course, but we're always checking what kind of trackers people have on their website. And I see that you're using or might have been using Segment.com. Are you still using that?
We do use Segment, yes.
Okay. How is your experience with that? Because we've talked about CDPs a little earlier in some of the episodes before, but I think listeners would like to find out how that product is working for you.
You know, I'd have to say, Elias, that we're so early stage, and for all of your listeners out there, Visibly is in beta. It's free. You can come use it. You can come sign up. There's no credit card required. You can use it as much as you want. It's basically a tool, and allows you to do a single search at a time. We are rolling out what's a much more enterprise level version of this by the end of the year. And it will be, we'll actually charge people to use it. Yeah. So hopefully we'll make some money. But I think it'll really address most of the problems and what people really want to do. And that is look at all these search results in aggregate, which brings me back to Segment. And I think the point is that we knew that we wanted, a solution like Segment on our back end, but we just don't have enough users yet to really make use of that data. And that's because we're really still in development. And we have this beta out there that we're testing and we're throwing around and we're getting feedback on, but we're really excited for to kind of ramp things up once we have that enterprise solution ready to go.
Okay. And I think that's a fair answer, because that's what people, you know, listeners also should know, that you need to have a reasonable audience on your website to start using Segment.
Yeah, exactly. And so we built the architecture to accommodate future growth and scale. But to be totally frank with you, we're just not spending a lot of money in the marketing area right now because we have nothing to sell, right? So it's impossible to figure out what our ROI is on a customer that we don't charge. For that reason, you know, Visibly sees momentum. We're growing every single week. We're getting more and more people using the platform. It's exciting thing to talk about. I think we're bringing a unique value proposition to the table. But until we have something that we can sell, then I think Segment will become much more useful to give us those audience insights.
And you know, that's some great advice here. So actually, to the listeners, I'll put the link in the show notes, of course, but go visit visibly.com and go try out the software while it's still for free, because it isn't going to be free forever.
We will leave our current beta for free. That will be a tool that we intend to keep free. But just to clearly delineate what is free and what we'll be charging for. What is free currently is that you can do a single audit of any search engine results page in the world. You can pick your location, you can pick your keyword, and you can pick any content or brand or product that you'd like to cross-analyze the page against. They're all one-off audits, if you will. I think for any marketer or agency or anyone doing kind of deep analysis of their footprint in search, what they're really going to want to do, and this is what we're doing with the pro version, is look at, say, 200 keywords at yep. once in a bucket that all relate to a singular kind of type of customer journey, and then cross-analyze it against the same page, and then look at those results in aggregate. And so if you have 200 keywords, that's 10 keywords per sorry, that's 10 results per keyword. Now you have 2000 results you have to sort through. And that's where Visibly becomes more powerful and our machine learning becomes more, I think, tangible, is that we are able to cleanly kind of go in and segment and organize and kind of extract this data for marketers to use.
Okay. So for the listeners, I would say the proof of the pudding is in the eating. So go visit visibly.com and try it out for yourself to see what the actual result. Is there something, Chris, as a last question, is there something you would like to share with the audience before we conclude the interview?
Oh gosh. It's just been great to chat with you and share what we're up to. And we're really excited for people to give us some feedback and try it out. I think we're really a big thing that we're trying to accomplish at Visibly is we want to break down the marketing silos between these various departments of marketing. And that is like your SEO team and your PR team and your e-commerce team and your SEM and advertising buying team. They operate in such distinct silos, yet in search, it's a multi-channel sandbox. You're all, everything on that first page is competing for the same customer's click, right? And so if you can sync your teams and give them clear marching orders about what they need to accomplish for every single keyword or group of keywords, then all of a sudden, I think you can create very dominant brand visibility strategies within search that go beyond just your website's performance or go beyond just your advertising performance. Now you're tying in your PR performance and your e-commerce merchandising team and all these different parts of kind of what makes a brand successful.
I have to say, it was a pleasure having you here today on the Marketing Technology Podcast, Chris. And again, you know, as you're just about to launch the full product, we are probably going to have you back somewhere next year in 2021 when you have launched the new product and the full product. So, and I'm keen to hear, to learn what your findings are then and how everything is going, because I think you have a great product. Again, to listeners, go find it out. It's free to try it out. It was a pleasure having you, and thanks for being on the show, Chris.
Thank you so much, Elias. Take care.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Marketing Technology Podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform or iTunes. Also, if you want to be a guest or know someone that should be a guest to our show, shoot me an email on e.crum@marketingguys.nl. Thank you for listening.